Master's love of service. Talking to a visitor in the ashram one day, the master showed him his several pens, notebooks, and watches. People think that a sannyasin should not have this or use that, he said, tapping a call bell gravely. But I have no such notion. Service is the thing. Work, work, and work for the welfare of humanity. Keep the instrument, the body and mind, in a fit and healthy condition for the world. I have a different kind of sannyasin. I like to serve. People imagine that a sannyasin should always be grave and sit like this. Here the master actually sat erect and closed his eyes, and thus give the impression to them that he is a liberated sage. But I am a different type. What should be your meditation? That is my method. Perfection. On August 3rd, 1956, the master laid the foundation stone of a market in Rishikesh. After he had returned to his cottage, his disciples discussed the way in which he did the stone laying. Many felt that he need not have taken the trouble to do the actual work of the mason. Swamiji, usually important people, when they lay the foundation stone of a building, merely place a little bit of mortar as a formality. But I am not a big man, remonstrated the master, and explained his attitude in the matter. All that we do should be done with all our heart and soul and to the maximum perfection possible. As the saying goes, even if the dead person is a sweeper woman, the obsequies should be done well. If I am to be a mason for a moment, I should do that work well and to my satisfaction. There is no formality for me. Every bit of work allotted to me, I should do well to be content.